Hello and welcome to episode 359. I'm Bat. And
I'm Hammer.
This is our Week in Geek.
Yep.
Might have been last week. Who knows what?
It's a Week in Geek, right?
It's somebody's Week in Geek.
Yeah.
I didn't say Spreak and Geek, but yeah, Spreak and Geek. Anyway.
Someone's Spreak and Geek.
Or, yeah. No. Anywho. So, everything's still under lockdown, kinda. If it's not under lockdown, it's burning down.
It's locked down?
It's weird out there.
It's really weird. Because it's locked down, but it's not locked down. And it's just, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have...
So
a nightly curfew.
Again, I saw someone do the bingo. Like basically, so we made jokes about it when it was like World War III in January, right? And then It was Australian fire on February, and then just slowly but surely it gets worse and worse, and there's always something else that's happening. I'm very afraid for July.
I mean, at this point, it has just to be Independence
aliens?
Day.
Yeah, it just has to be aliens.
Like it has to be.
Independence I mean, it would Day. Be appropriate. The aliens like, we've been waiting
well,
for
well, especially
us.
Because, what, last month, like, the Pentagon acknowledged that, like, yeah, some of these UFO things are true.
And I did not even see that.
Yeah, it, like, it was a little blip. There were three tapes that they were like, yes, these are unidentified flying objects. Now, they didn't say, you know, they're aliens.
They just said we can't identify.
They're unidentified flying objects, which can be anything.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, yeah, but...
You're like, you know what? We're going to ignore
it. Yeah, we're going to put a pin in that for a little while.
Because we don't need another one. You see, June's already full.
Well, this was May, I think. So
May was already full.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's very weird out there. Stay safe wherever you are. Yeah.
Yeah. So, next year... Though I know someone said that's a bold thought to think that we have a next year. my current thought was just the idea that, so in a year from now, again, bold thought, the idea that your memory is popping up from a year from now, someone's like, wouldn't that be wonderful if like you're just like, oh, back then, and I'm like, you assume it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Or we'll have everything will be the same. Either way, it's just, that thought made me laugh going like, huh.
I mean, like... 2019 was a simpler time where, like...
Oh, my God! It really kind of was.
The thing we had to complain about the most was, like, the Game of Thrones ending.
Man, we were spoiled. Though,
and
I'm
then
sure
Rise of Skywalker.
More. Like, pop culture-wise, it was a terrible year. Just cultural-wise and societally... Yeah, it just... Fucking sucks.
It's fun out there.
It's... Yeah. You know what it is? This year is written by J.J. Abrams. It's not entirely thought out. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I don't think all these plot threads are going to wrap up before the end of the year.
But, I mean, is it a remake?
I mean, technically every year is just a rehash of the previous year.
No.
So... YouTube recommendations for videos has been incredibly and scarily on point. Because all I've been seeing a lot of pop-ups lately has been 2014, 2015, when the same stuff was happening. When a black person was killed, everyone got upset. And then everyone forgot. And I'm like, don't let the forget part go. But it's been creepy watching these things and going like, oh.
That is something to talk about without getting too deep into it. Like, it's not the first time that somebody of color was killed by a police officer and there were protests and marches and stuff, but it hasn't gone on this long.
No, this is the longest I've seen it go on.
It has been, and you know, I don't want to sound insensitive, but it's been a flash in the pan, like a just something to do where this feels like an actual change.
My thought is, like, it doesn't feel slowing down, whereas before it kind of slowed down and got quieted
away. Yeah, it would be 2 or 3 days, and then it'd be like, all right.
And I don't know if it's because it's in, like, there's a lot of attention for it, and it doesn't seem to be waning, which is kind of
Well, the only way
this sounds terrible to say, but it's kind of nice.
It's the only way to actually get any sort of change is to keep stuff around, keep the pressure, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's like watching those, it's a little creepy because you're like, this is the same things. These are very similar stuff. It's just this is now amped up a lot more, which.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is interesting. So let's kind of divert the topic a little bit, and we'll go ahead and start the show like we usually do with what have you been playing, man?
Not Final Fantasy. I've been playing Call of Duty. I've been playing through the, whatchamacallit, the single player. Got to play multiplayer for the first time last night. Realized how much I suck, which is a lot.
But isn't it refreshing that it's more realistic Call of Duty as opposed to, like, jumping off the walls and paragliding in? Like, you still have to get shot 4,000 times before you die. Well, sorry. You have to shoot the other person 4,000 times. You get shot once.
That's exactly how it goes. We were talking about that last night. We were playing the D-Day one, and I realized how much one, either our team sucked as a defender, or the other team was just so good, because we never got off the beaches. For the three matches we played on D-Day, on the, not Normandy, it's, I can't remember what the Avalon, I think it was Operation Avalon. But when we were on the other side, we got steamrolled. but it's fun. I think what I need to do is I need to spend some time learning what guns I actually like, which ones I feel better with. Because I don't know what guns do different stuff. But it was fun.
No, I enjoyed the cello that the Her Life Man and I got to do. It's fun to get back into it. And the Division's really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not into that grind.
It is much more persistent, yeah. This is much, literally quick.
Like, if I'm doing that, I'd rather be doing, like, an MMO.
Yeah.
Where, like...
MMO with a question mark?
Where, like, the gear feels like it affects you.
Yeah.
Where in the Division, it didn't feel like the gear affected you at all. And Borderlands, it did feel like the gear affected you.
I forgot about Borderlands.
But Borderlands 3, I'm like, yeah.
Did you ever beat that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I need to go back. I need to go back and play it.
I just never... Like, once I beat it, I was like, do I go for the platinum? I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I haven't really... Yeah.
I also did play... Went back and finished a game of Into the Breach, which... That's the one I was talking about. That's, like, the small, like, RTS kind of style game. I liked it. My only problem is I was hoping for more persistent upgrades, so that it makes, like, going in to be more fun. But you get to change out your mechs and you change out your weapons, but essentially everything resets every time you go back in, and suddenly, as soon as I figured that out, I was like, I'm done. I played one through thing.
Yeah.
There's, like, four islands, and then there's a final island you get to, and after that I was like, this was cool. I'm glad I got it in a bundle. I'll never go back to it. But then I saw there's another game going on sale, which was by the people who did Advanced Wars. I don't know if you ever played Advanced Wars.
Yes, briefly.
Okay.
Out of the... Because, like, Fire Emblem, I way preferred over...
So it's the same concept, because it's the rock, paper, scissors stuff. But the creators who did that, they never had to make any more Advanced Wars, but apparently did one, which is, like... I'll have to look, whatever it is. Power something... Power Groove or something like that. Anyways, it's on sale and I might go grab that because I've been... The Into the Breach thing kind of hit that RTS tinge. What about you?
I do really want a good RTS. Yeah. Like a good RTS. I did play... Fucking, I can't think of the name of it on PS4 and I liked it, but that's a dying... I don't want to say it's dying, but it's hard to find good RTS games that aren't on your phone.
I would agree. Did you see that Command & Conquer did a remaster?
Yeah.
I kind of want to go back and play it, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to pay $20 for it.
Yeah. Played a little bit of Call of Duty and a little bit of Last of Us. I want to get the Platinum before 2 comes out, but that's 2 weeks, and I'm not, like, pressed to get it.
Yeah.
And I've been letting Sarah play a lot. She's been playing Horizon a lot. And every time I come in here, I'm like, God, I love this game.
I love watching it being played, and I'm like, oh, I really want
to
play.
Yeah, she's playing, and I'm like, and she pauses it, like, I have to say, I'm like, no, just go ahead. And she's doing things, and I'm like, fuck, I love this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she was just like, I'm like, where are you at? She's like, oh, I'm here. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, but I already know how the story goes. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, well, it's this. And I was like... Yeah, I guess you do.
It's a fun game to play, though.
But, yeah.
Did you ever get to play Frozen Wilds?
Well, it's... I mean, it's on...
Yeah, but, it, like, you can completely skip Frozen Wilds if you don't know to go up there.
You can, but, I don't know if she's gone up there or not. Mm. I'm just letting her kind of play it and do it on her own. But every time I come in here, I'm like, man, I want to play this again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of have the itch to play Horizon again, and I have no reason to play Horizon. Like, I have all the trophies.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to play this again. But then I have a whole lot of other games that I should be playing.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but I haven't been playing a lot. I've been painting more and stuff, so that's been pretty much it.
I'm glad. I'm glad at least you've been doing more painting. One, I saw the recent terrain thing you showed. It looked freaking pretty.
I love it.
It turned out really good.
It turned out all right. I'm still learning things, so I didn't scratch up the plastic, so, like...
It doesn't stick as much.
A lot of the glue isn't sticking to it. Like, if you pull, you can, like, start to pull the sand away from it. I'm like, ah...
That's a learning experience.
Yeah, and then that's all a learning experience, and I pretty much have unlimited access to plastic.
So. Yeah.
So I'll end up building some more, but I like how it turned out, so we'll see what I do next. All right, so we're going to get to this week's nerd news. There's still not a whole lot going on. News story number one is Ruby Rose has left the Batwoman show.
Which I did not hear until you mentioned it, but that's fucking... Because she's Batwoman.
Yes. But, and they're not going to recast the... it's not Carol Kane, it's Kitty Kane? What? Kane? She's not Barbara Gordon, no. Batwoman.
No, so, it's different. That's Batgirl.
Yeah. But, like, I wonder if they're going to make the next Batwoman, like, Barbara Gordon?
Maybe.
Like, I don't know... they're not going to recast the role, but there is going to be another Batwoman.
Did she say she was leaving for any particular reason, or...?
Not that I saw. I just saw that she was leaving.
Because I know it's funny, because I was just watching a thing about them talking about the crisis, or the crossover... Because the Arrowverse always usually has a crossover.
Right.
And they said this time the crossover was mainly between Batwoman and Supergirl. Not as much everyone else. And then she's leaving, so I'm wondering if that might tie into some way of how they're going to get her character out.
Who knows, but...
That's big, though. I didn't expect them to be able to keep Ruby Rose for that long.
It was weird that they cast her, and I was like, I feel like she's more of an actress than you want for this.
Like, she's more of a movie actress than a TV actress is what I felt like.
Yeah.
But then again, I haven't really seen her in too many movies. Saw her in two.
John Wick.
Yeah, John Wick and something else. Can't remember what else we saw her, but we saw her in something else.
But she was also in... Wasn't she in Orange is the New Black at one point?
I can't remember. Never watched that far, though.
But, like, it just seems weird that they're...
Yeah.
After one season?
Yeah. And I don't know what they're going to change the show into, so I'm curious.
Yeah. I mean, I've never watched an episode.
No.
I don't have any... I haven't watched any of the CW shows.
I've watched Arrow, and I've watched a lot... Not all of Arrow. I've watched a lot of Arrow, and I watched a good portion of Flash. Mm-hmm. And I love them. They're fun. Arrow takes a little while to slug through because it gets... When it gets fun, almost like halfway through its run, that's when I enjoy it because it tried so hard to be Batman without Batman.
Right.
And it was just a little exhausting after a while. Flash has always been fucking fun, but I heard it got, like, flat, so I don't know. But yeah, there's that. There's Black Lightning. You have DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also have Batwoman and Supergirl. And I think there's one other that I'm missing.
I know Swamp Thing was on their streaming site.
Yeah. And then I know Constantine wasn't part of their universe. But he crossed over on an episode.
Yeah.
And then there's Doom Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on whatchamacallit. And I don't know if that ties over. So, yeah, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched any of them. I'm like, I got way too many other things to watch. I'm on Gotham.
I think you're almost done.
Two episodes of Gotham left. And so, by next week, I'll have it finished. And then I can move on to something I'm
watching Downton Abbey. And it's freaking ridiculous drama, but it's really fun.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. It's an easy watch. Like, I don't feel like it requires a lot from you, but it's also fun to watch, and it's quippy and stuff like that, but it gets stupid, trippy drama-wise. There was definitely a part of the season where I got so pissed, like, desk flip kind of pissed, and that's when I went out and hung out my lights. And Jackie's, that's one, if you see the video of me going like, wow, fuck this. Literally, she's like, you want to cuddle? It's like a sad moment. I'm like, no, I'm fucking pissed. Fuck the writers. And then I went out and hung out my backyard.
As in, like,
the decision they made for a character kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's stupid drama.
They built up Arya for 4 seasons to be this badass assassin and never use it?
Yes, it's very much like that.
Okay.
And I was like, no, motherfuckers. And it's funny because 2 people reached out to me saying, like, I think I know what episode you're on. And they're like, you tell me. And I told them, they're like, yes.
Huh.
But it's fun. It's enjoyable. It's classy English drama and stupid hoity-toity stuff. But it's actually really enjoyable to watch.
I know we decided we were going to watch something after The Office because we're burning through The Office again. And I think it was The Good Place.
Good Place is a lot of fun. My only problem is that the last season, I don't think, is on streaming.
Not yet, but it will be.
Yeah, but it's totally worth it.
But, like, we watched the first episode, and I was just like, eh. Like, I didn't feel it. And usually if I watch the first episode and I'm not feeling it, I'm kind of out.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it kind of pulls me back in. I know she had said that she was like, maybe we can give Breaking Bad another shot. And I just hit enter. She's like, not right now. And I was like, oh, damn it. I will watch Breaking Bad in a heartbeat.
I know.
News story number 2 is BlizzCon was canceled this year.
Not surprised.
Not surprised.
I'm just waiting for the ones that got postponed till later this year getting canceled.
Yeah, because we're in June, and like there are a couple of conventions. There's PCC, and then there's also Salt Lake, which are both coming up. Because Denver got canceled like a week ago, earlier this week. So Denver just got canceled. So the 2 closest ones that I can think of are PCC.
San Diego also got pushed back and not canceled.
San Diego got canceled.
It got canceled?
Yep.
And WonderCon got canceled?
Yep.
Emerald City is still postponed and not canceled, right?
Right, but it's canceled.
It's going to be canceled.
But neither of those have promoted a guest in months.
Yeah.
So they're all going to get canceled. So it'll be interesting, like nothing. This will be the year that nothing happened. It'll be so weird to be part of that point in history where a lot of things didn't happen.
Well, I mean, you figured graduations got postponed.
Yeah.
Vacations for families got postponed.
Weddings.
Weddings got postponed. Like, a lot of weddings got postponed.
Divorces got rushed.
Which is a good thing. means more weddings can happen the following year.
I guess.
Sorry. Yeah, it's going to be really odd. But, I mean, culturally, a lot of this shit's going to stop. Because we're talking to our friend out there about movie theaters. I don't think movie theaters are going to open up in July. And if they do, I don't know how well it's going to be. But if a movie theater doesn't open in July and August, then the question is, like, will they ever open again? Because that's going to be 5-6 months of no profit.
But, like, I can't.
I
need a theater.
I love theaters. You know I'm on the same. But how does one keep profit and how does one sustain in that kind of chance? Like, I mean, 6 months of having no income for your stuff.
But you also have, I mean,
AMC's doing the virtual stuff.
But you're also having a lot of theaters or movie companies don't have profit
either. Correct, because they can't push stuff out.
And I know Scoob came out.
Yep. Scoop him out.
So the only movies that are kind of releasing right now are family movies because everybody's home.
Artemis Fowl for Disney is going to go straight to Disney Plus,
right,
which it was going to be a theater release.
Right. But we haven't seen a movie
correct
released. And I'm not saying
no, like
kids' movies aren't, but we haven't seen something more geared toward adults released. Like
Invisible Man and The Hunt, but those ones had like a very brief theatrical release.
Those weren't even real theatrical movies.
I did watch Invisible Man, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Interesting concept.
It is not bad. There, how this, it does cool stuff, like not spoiling it, right? But it does some cool things where it really plays with your perception, which as a movie, I really fucking dug. It just, as most horror movies, something like that falls flat.
Mm.
I think in like the third act, but I think I had fun with it. And also, that main actress can never have a positive thing. Because she was in Us, or what is it? Yeah. She was in the one with Jordan Peele.
Was she in Us?
Yeah. She was I started watching it, but I haven't finished it. But she was the bitchy, the rich blonde, yeah, friend. Yeah, friend.
Okay.
And then she was in Handmaid's Tale, and then she's this, my girl does not have a good time. Sorry, sidetrack.
Yeah.
But I'm really curious to see what happens with theaters.
I don't want to watch Tenet at home.
No.
I don't want to watch
Wonder Woman. If I do, I want to watch it at your house. I don't want to watch it at mine.
we can make it happen, but like, these are movies I don't want to watch at home.
No, I agree. Because then you get the knock at the door. Renault will come by.
Oh, right. But I mean, the good thing is I won't miss anything because I could possibly go to the bathroom. Yep. But like, that's next news story is the Sony State of Play, which was going to talk about the PlayStation 5 this past week, has been postponed because more important things are going on around the world.
Yep. It'll still happen.
Yeah. I wonder when it's going to happen.
I don't know. That part I don't know either, because, yeah. Like, the year that nothing happened.
It's so weird. This is going to
be a book, actually. That would be a great book. I'm sure a lot of people are writing already.
You would think.
I'm not a writer. No. You see my writing.
Yeah. You can't
you add see my one numbering. To... You see my numbering.
Yeah, I was going to say, 1 + 1 equals the same number.
Nope. Yeah. Thanks, Yvonne, but I'm still curious to see if, like, the systems launch this year, though.
Yeah, right?
Like, it doesn't seem like the market to launch.
No, not at all. And a lot of places are closed or not fully open.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people still aren't working yet. Like, it's so weird.
Like, I went to Best Buy because I actually had webcams, and I had one on a waiting list, and one actually came in, and I nabbed it, and the guy was... I went there because they let you in if you have an appointment. You can come into the store. And then you basically kind of get escorted around the store kind of thing. And
really? Only,
yeah, so essentially to make sure that you're... They clean stuff and all that jazz. You have to wear a mask and go in there and like that, or you can do curbside pickup.
Wearing the mask doesn't bother me.
No, I don't like the mask, but I'm just like, it's the interesting of making an appointment to go in there. It makes sense because they're trying to limit how many people go in.
Right.
But, yeah. So funny, I'm sorry, it's just...
Huh. Did you get your webcam?
I did. I was very excited. The guy's like, you got a webcam? Like, the guy even saw, was like, are you sure? I mean, we only have these ones for back orders, but you got one? And I'm like, I sniped it. And I was like, I don't know how I did, but I'm happy. And he's like... Good on you, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that are out of stock, and so it's
puzzles. Apparently, one of my employees works at a Target on side job, and he's like, the things that go out of stock, puzzles, can't keep those suckers on.
We went to Target and there were no bikes.
Yep, bikes too.
I was like, the fuck!
People are actually working. Yeah, kids are actually riding bikes. Hopefully,
yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, because you usually see this huge bike rack stuff. Yeah, that, puzzles, Ethernet cables apparently were really a hot commodity for a while because everyone was working from home.
Doesn't everybody have a drawer of Ethernet cables?
Apparently not. Huh. I have a big box. Yeah. Apparently if I knew it was
gold. Well, we know you have a big box. You're a whore.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Love you too, buddy.
Anything else in the news?
The Game Gear Micro, that's about it. That's the... It's as pointless as the Game Gear, and I had a Game Gear.
The Game Gear wasn't pointless, though, because it came out at the time when the Game Boy was out, and Game Gear was like, we're in color.
Yeah.
And you can charge it with a DC adapter.
Could you not charge the Game Boy?
No, it was battery only.
But mind you, then you had the battery life, which is like 3 to 5 hours and 6 AA's, and then I guarantee you, I actually know you, I was one of those kids that was hooked up to the wall socket because I couldn't afford the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
But I still wanted to get... They had, like, a TV adapter. They even had... Then the Nomad came out later on. Dude,
Sega was way ahead of the game when they were doing stuff in the 90s. The Dreamcast was way ahead of
everything. Oh, yeah, because it had a built-in broadband connection. I mean, it was a solid freaking system.
Yes.
Just launched oddly.
But Sega just couldn't support their systems.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the big problem, because, like... I was more of a Genesis person than I was a Super Nintendo person.
Yeah, I had a...
Until the end when I got into RPGs and I was like, oh, Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy and fucking all of these awesome Square games, essentially.
I was more of a... Because I had a Genesis and then we went to Saturn. It was right about the Saturn is when I switched over because I rented a Saturn when you could rent systems. Mm-hmm. I rented a Sega Saturn and we ended up getting a PlayStation afterwards. It's like, nah.
Nah. Yeah, that's That's very...
It's weird. It's smaller. It's a smaller screen than the Game Boy Micro. Yeah. Which the Game Boy Micro was tiny.
Yes.
And this only has like 4 games on it a bit. I thought it sounded like a cool idea, but that's just stupid to me.
Yes. No, I think they saw... I mean, same with the PlayStation Mini. The PlayStation Mini was lackluster at best.
Yeah.
So at least with the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo, they're putting awesome games on these things.
Yeah.
And these other minis are like, we had a system, here you That's go, it's exactly cute.
It. Never
it's
got like, the Genesis Mini either, I never really wanted it.
No, I mean I did because it has the Shining Force games on it, and I love those Shining Force games, but I have them, so like I don't need to buy that again to get more Shining Force games.
You can get a Nintendo system and just play them on like, you know, the store that way too.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's more expensive.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole system.
I know. You buy a Switch just to play old classic games.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, no. It's not a bad thing.
Or Animal Crossing. That's your Zen moments. I don't think anything
else. Dude, apparently really Animal Crossing...
I don't get to see my Switch anymore. Jackie plays it.
Everybody on my friends list is like, what's your friend code? Which I'm... Then they'll share their friend code. I'm like, Nintendo, you are fucking stupid.
Oh, Nintendo is fucking stupid. I agree.
Here's a 20-digit number and alphabetical
system. Alphanumeric system. Yes. Like, why don't you just, like, you know, have, like,
have a username? Like, that'd be cute. What are you doing?
But, yeah, no, it's, like, I'll know a lot of them. Even a couple of my coworkers actually play it, and that's, like, their stress relief, because it's almost like daily moment Zens kind of stuff. But, yeah.
And you don't do anything.
Nope. Literally, it's you curating an island. And then just building up to get... But the play loop is literally you earn more money to build more things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, again, earn more money to build even more things.
And people can visit your island and buy stuff from you and sell... Yeah. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely not a game I'm going to go to if I'm like, oh, what a deep, involved game.
Yeah. Well, it's the same way I was joking with someone about playing Fortnite. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it might be one of those games where it just sails past me and I never go back to it or never play it. Because I've never even picked up to start. I thought about starting my island. It's the same way I was like, maybe I might try Fortnite when we joked about playing Fortnite.
Well, yeah.
And I was like...
But my desire to play Fortnite was never my desire to play Fortnite. It was like, I just want to Brochella.
Exactly. And
all of us have access to this game.
Because it's free. Yeah.
I can't think of anything else news-wise to really talk about.
We'll get our stream review.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get to our stream review. This week's selection was brought to us by me. I picked the Velocipastor on Amazon Prime.
Love you so much.
Nobody's in this movie. It's about a pastor who turns into a Velociraptor.
T-Rex.
And uses his newfound powers to rid the world of evil and drug lords.
Yep. And kung fu master drug lords.
This movie is a dumpster fire.
It is amazing.
It is like, oh my god. It is a god.
CG graphic dumpster fire.
VFX car on fire.
Fucking lost it because I had watched that and then I saw your tweets and I was losing it again thinking back on it. But yes,
this movie is horrible.
Yes,
I mean, holy, the special effects are ridiculous.
Yep,
the plot is dumb. The writing is absolutely atrocious
and the acting is on par.
The acting is just dumb. The fight scenes are horribly bad. Like, at one point...
They're so good.
They get in a fight in the girl's bedroom.
Yes.
Everybody's knocked down. And then she kind of does this spin move and lands on the ground and looks around like, okay, like, she did this badass move, but nobody... Oh, Jesus.
There's a one point... I was There's so many parts of this movie, but, like, the one I remember... Okay, so she gets quote unquote killed, and then the ninjas that try to kill her are crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? And Jackie came and was like, why are you shouting at the movie? I'm like, because I don't get it, but I love it.
This movie is a gem.
It is beautiful. It is terrible, but it knows it.
And yes.
It wears it on its sleeve so freaking well.
The mannequin heads, when they rip people's heads off, and, like, they just leave it there, like, fuck it, it's just a mannequin head, whatever.
The part where he takes his other pastor's eye out, and then you see him later with an eye patch over his glasses.
You can still see. His girlfriend is at Vietnam, yes. Randomly.
He's like, what was she doing? I don't know, maybe trying to start a family. Lost my shit. I was laughing so hard I had to pause. Because it made no sense.
None of it made sense. Like,
I needed this movie.
He's like, you were my brother. But, like, his parents forgot that they had another kid or something? They were like, oh, you're my only child?
Everyone's laugh. Or the better is, like,
that scene went on for so fucking long. Oh, my God.
The sword of your ancestors is the sword of my ancestors.
It's so stupid.
Oh.
I
yeah, wow. You go.
This movie is just what we needed now.
Give this one a shot if you just need a break. Because, my God, I was laughing so hard.
This is a thumbs down movie for me, but a 100% recommend you watch it.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is not something I want to watch again.
No. Unless we do, like, a movie party or something.
Then I absolutely want to expose more people to this.
Yes.
Because this movie made me, like, I was laughing. I was laughing so hard at one point I was crying because I was just like, what the fuck?
They call me Johnny Mermaid. You know what we call me Johnny Mermaid? Because you're surrounded by bitches.
No, that's it.
And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Fuck. Oh.
It's
so dumb, but dude, please give it a shot.
So bad.
Give this shit a shot.
It's real short.
Oh yeah, like not like.
It's like 90 minutes.
But I didn't want to put it down. Like, I had fun watching.
Oh yeah, I watched it in one. I mean, the inflatable T-Rex suit.
So terrible. So terrible.
But then he gets injured by an arrow. But he's like, my arms haven't changed. Oh, he's got like these gloves on.
I got six words for you. My arms haven't changed, isn't that it? Or what it was?
I can't remember exactly what it was.
But yes, give it a shot. It was so dumb, but it genuinely was what I needed. Like, this is something I didn't expect to be this
good. Bad.
Yeah. It was this good at being this bad.
It was so bad.
Oh, fuck. I'm glad you had a good time with it, too.
Again, this is a thumbs down movie, but I highly recommend
it. Give yourself a shot. You'll enjoy it.
All right, we're going to go to you, buddy.
Next one. I say, again, I actually gave it a thumbs up because it's a terrible B-movie. But
sure.
It, but yeah, please watch this. Please do. So next week, completely 180, we're going to be watching Selma on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
I know I missed this one. I really wanted to see this one.
Yeah.
I did see Just Mercy. If you haven't seen that one, it's a really good one, by the way, as well.
Yeah, that one's on Prime as well.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to be watching that on Prime. They actually have quite a few movies up there that mm-hmm. I think they actually made free as mm-hmm. well, yep. which I thought was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, or Disney Plus, don't forget that's still a streaming service somewhere.
Yeah, and it has new things on it. Well, this month later, it'll have Artemis Fowl.
Sure.
Yeah. A murder most foul.
Let us know about hammergmail.com, Bathammer on Twitter, Spike the Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Taru Skippy.
I'm Matt McCrane and Kayless. Make sure to like, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes, where I post us sometime during the week. It's magic. It's a surprise. You can always tag me again at Crane Kayless and say hashtag hit post.
Ugh. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get to the pod question for this week, because I don't think we got anything else to really talk about.
That's about it. I wanted to ask, what was the Super Nintendo game that you had the most, the fondest memories of? The one that you just pop on and play right off the bat? Kind of the first one comes to memory, or mind, essentially.
I know TK went with Mario Kart, because he got to basically hang out with his friends, and now he can do it with beer.
Yeah.
Which I get. Like, Mario Kart was a lot of fun, especially to play with friends. You know, everybody kind of always fought over Yoshi.
Yoshi
was awesome.
Yoshi was perfectly balanced.
Yoshi was perfectly balanced. Yeah, he was. And you're at a huge disadvantage if people knew all the shortcuts and
you didn't. Oh, yeah, you were fucked.
Like, it was a huge disadvantage.
I think you forget how... Like, I forget sometimes how influential that game was on, like, a party game-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember playing that and it was blowing my freaking mind. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, oh, it's totally fine. It's cool. But yeah, the like, the battles... You could do the battles in that, too, I remember.
Oh, I forgot about the battles where you had the three shells.
And yeah, battles is where it was, like, that was where it was at for me.
I forgot about battles.
Like, now really we're spoiled, because if anything, we're, like, four players? That's cute. Two players? What are you doing? Like, come on, are you even trying?
I'm actually going to go with the same thing. We played a ton of Mario Kart, and it was just a lot of fun. And it was the first, like, multiplayer game, really, that we got to play. So it really introduced, like, yeah, it really introduced multiplayer to me, at least.
Yeah.
What about you, man?
So mine's not the same, but it is multiplayer one. It was Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh, okay.
I remember Super Nintendo a lot for my friend Terry, because I'd always go over his place and play games, and that was one of the games we played the most of, and we'd always play two-player. It was a cooperative, stuff like that, and just freaking fun. But I played that more. I remember it more than I do remember the times I played Mario Kart, because we just played it all the damn time. Mm-hmm. Top-down shooter, just fun. Silly, ridiculous, that kind of jazz. But freaking loved it. And that's what really taught me about cooperative kind of, like, multiplayer. Because to your point, like, with Mario Kart, it was, like, very versus.
Oh, yeah, it was very competitive.
That's all
it
was. But, yeah, freaking love that game. Like, I don't think I'd like it as much now, but nostalgia-wise, hell, I love the shit out of that game.
Yeah, that was a good call. All right, so for this week's pod question, I want to know, if you had the power to turn into any dinosaur and exact your revenge, which dinosaur would it be?
Oh, dear.
Let us know your answers at BattenHammerGmail.com, BattenHammer on Twitter, Sprague and Ziggy on Facebook. You reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Karen Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us, and send us ridiculous, wonderful things. Oh, shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this week's show. So you've been listening to episode 358 or 9,
depending. 359.
We'll figure it out.
One I'll of these go ahead and post.
He'll know numbers. I'm Sprague and Zen Geek. So for Sprague and Zen Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. I know you're not surprised. And I'm not either. When we've done this many shows at this point,
like 7 or 8 years in, you're just like,
eh. I post the show up relatively somewhat on time most of the time.